handcart. Now, just what is that, Charlie thought. Some kind of wheelbarrow? More steps rose up from the sunken flat area of weeds and dead flowers to the gravel path that led to the manor house. It was dark, save for a few lights outside that barely outlined the hulking shape of the big house and the other outbuildings. No impressive sound and light show taking place here nightly, he thought. Not like some of the Trust's properties in the area. Oh, no. Brimley Manor. Way down the spending list, for years. As he reached the top of the steps, he turned and looked left, to the small farmhouse part of the estate, just a couple of minutes' walk, down the roadway that led from the east end of the building. That house, probably no larger than Charlie's own modest cottage, but where, apparently, the lone surviving heir...